so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel. Boogieing Back to Texas, which is what we do live every Wednesday night, right here in the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for tuning in. Lately, we have heard a few people talk about dreams, including recurring dreams. Terry occasionally has this recurring dream about working in La Rosa's Pizzeria in Milford, Ohio, and the restaurant is jammed, and she's the only one working, except for her cat, Mallow, who is spinning pizza dough back in the kitchen trying to help her out. Virtually everyone I've talked to in restaurants and bars had a similar dream, minus the cat, usually. So tonight, we listen to Texas musicians address dreams, and we're going to hear songs of dreams of the future, a couple of about dreams of lost loved ones, and quite a few about lost love in general. That's where we're going to start with lost love, and who better than Roy Orbison and his song, Sweet Dream Baby.
Sweet dreams, baby. that I won't be that wrong anymore. Maybe I've learned this time. I hope that I find what I'm reaching for the way that it is in my mind.
Someday I'll get over it, and I'll live to see it all through. But I'll always miss dreaming my dreams with you.
Yeah, that was Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris with Dreaming My Dreams off of their Old Yellow Moon album that came out 4 or 5 years ago, I think. Rodney hails from Crosby, Texas, near Houston. Interestingly, that song, I think, was recorded first by Merle Haggard. It doesn't sound like a Merle Haggard song to me, but I think so. Well, and anyway, Rodney and Emmylou Harris played together off and on for decades, and Old Yellow Moon is an entire album of their singing together, and you might check it out. It's their voices go together really well. Before Rodney and Emmylou, we heard the unmistakable voice of Roy Orbison, born in Vernon, Texas, but he also lived in Fort Worth and Wink, Texas, and he hated Wink. That's another story. The song Sweet Dream Baby was from the Black and White Night album, and I've got 4 or 5 albums of Roy Orbison's, but I tend to gravitate toward this one when I have a choice because the musicians he's got playing with him on that, Jackson Brown, T-Bone Burnett, Elvis Costello, K.D. Lang, Bonnie Raitt, J.D. Souther, Bruce Springsteen, Tom Waits, and Jennifer Warnes, I think that helps to pick that CD for us. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We are spinning some tunes from Texas artists about dreams, and we're going to come back to dreams about lost loves in a little bit, but let's hear a couple dreams of stardom, one of which probably still is to come, and the other in which stardom is really not all that's cracked up to be. And we're going to start off in the more hopeful vein with the Eli Young Band, and Even If It Breaks Your Heart.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around a soul, from steel guitars to Memphis all the way to rock and roll. Oh, I can hear him playing.
passed the day past. The headlines and footlights, wee hours and long nights keep everything moving so fast. It's taken a long time, she's walked a fine line, but fortune and fame have arrived. She kept on striving, halfway surviving, till part of those dreams came alive. Now she wishes she looked like they tell her she looks all the time. What she'd give just to feel like she tells him she's feeling just fine. All that money she makes every night ain't as much as it seems. Cause it's a dollar wrinkle and less than a nickel a dream. Keeps on taking what she thought she wanted back then. It's too late to change her. There's always a stranger to tell her she's someone again. Now she wishes she looked like they tell her she looks all the time. What she'd give just to feel like she tells them she's feeling just fine. All that money she makes every night ain't as much as it seems. Cause it's a dollar wrinkle and less than a nickel a dream.
Nancy Griffith from Seguin, Texas. Her take on stardom with Nickel Dreams, and it's not that lovely. That was from her Lone Star State of Mind album released in 1987, and that's still one of my favorite albums of hers. And I noted before that Roy Orbison has a distinctive voice, and I think Nancy Griffith has a pretty distinctive voice as well. Before Nancy, we heard the Eli Young Band, and Even If It Breaks Your Heart. That appeared first on his Live at Best album from 2011. The band is made up of members who met when they were students at the University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, which is east of Dallas by about a half hour or an hour, depending on traffic. The name is based on Mike Ely and James Young, who were freshman roommates in the dorm, and they're the core of the band. You are listening to The Voice of Vashon, streaming worldwide and live tonight at 101.9 FM. The show is Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening, and thanks to our supporters, including Windermere Vashon Real Estate. Thanks for their support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. And VOV programming support is provided by The Recess Lab, which is Vashon's favorite place to hang out, literally. The bouldering wall is open with classes, open climb, and shoe rentals. Drop-ins are welcome at 17641 Vashon Highway Southwest, or you can call 206-434-5261. It's right around the corner here from the studio, the storefront studio as we call it. So we've heard dreams of stardom, dreams of lost loves, and let's hear some dreams about visions of the world. And we're going to lead off with a rather dark individual scenario with a famous name. This is called Duvalier's Dream. It's by Kris Kristofferson, and you decide whether it's Papa Doc or Baby Doc of Haiti or just another guy. Duvalier's Dream.
Duvalier was a bitter man who cursed the morning sun that brought a new betrayal every day. Shunned the world of mortals and the sounds of human tongues, and blessed the night that chased their sight away. a disillusioned dreamer who would never love again, who tried a bit and found that it was rotten, preferring perfect strangers to the company of friends, for strangers are so easily forgotten. Oh, it's hard to keep believing when you know you've been deceived, to face a lie and then try again. But there's nothing like a woman with a spell of make-believe to make a new believer of a man. Chevalier took the fickle turns of fortune in his stride, expecting next to nothing out of life, till fortune found a girl who fanned the flame he thought it died, whose burning beauty cut him like a knife. She touched him through the senses that his mind could not control, then smiling stepped aside and watched him fall. Betrayed by his own body and the hunger in his soul, Duvalier was a dreamer after all. Oh, it's hard to keep believing when you know you've been deceived, to face a lie and then try again. But there's nothing like a woman with the spell of make-believe to make a new believer of a man.
Sheryl Crow. And she's a sometime resident of Austin, Texas. And her take on an ideal world is not quite imagined from John Lennon, but it's still a really a nice positive scenario for all of us to strive for, I think. Before Sheryl, we heard Kris Kristofferson and Duvalier's Dream, which is close to a total opposite of Sheryl Crow's ideal view of the world. That was from his Kristofferson album that was released way back in 1970. Kris is from Brownsville, Texas, which is way down in South Texas on the border. He was a military brat, and his family finally settled down in San Mateo, California when he was in high school. He was really a good athlete in high school and in college, and he also, after college, became a Rhodes Scholar. And he joined the military after that and became a helicopter pilot and completed Ranger School. And he eventually left the Army to become a songwriter, and that caused a split between him and his parents that never really healed. But he did have did rather well as a songwriter, but only after he landed a helicopter in Johnny Cash's yard in order to get his attention to listen to a tape of his that he had given to June Carter Cash. There's a lot of history of him in film and songwriting and performing solo and also performing with the Highwaymen. He's quite a guy, quite a well-rounded and really smart guy, too. Let's hear one more song related to Dreams of the Future. And this one was written by David Crosby, and it's performed by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And the song is In My Dreams.
Dancers gliding around, seems as if their feet don't hardly touch the ground. Look at them smiling like they knew one another, and they never would come down. Turn around and hold me. To see your face alone, I'm hoping that someone holds. I'd like to meet you. Who do you see? Introduce yourself to whichever of me. Stuck with no instruction that I can see to steer by. Stick around, it's tricky ground. I'd like to see your face alone. I'm hoping someone home. I'm thinking about what I can't hear. Who gets breakfast? Who gets the lunch? Who gets to be the boss of this bunch? Who will steer? Turning, turning to see your face alone. Hoping that someone holds. Thank you.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash with In My Dreams. That song first appeared on the CSN album that came out in 1977. David said in the liner notes to his 3D set Voyage, which is where this iteration came from, he said, at this point in my life, I was feeling more and more isolated. I was trying to explain to myself and anyone else who might be listening about this need that I have to communicate and share experience, which is a very strong, almost desperate need in me. That's the core of the song. His last lyric, I think, is hopeful, which is why it's kind of in the positive arena of this of the show. He said, in my dreams, I can see a love that could be. So I think that's positive. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. All this dreaming by Texas musicians, but I'm not sleepy at all. Since we have a relatively positive run with these scenarios of a positive world, let's just keep that going here with a couple songs about dreaming of one's current love. And we're going to start with another from the way back machine. Here is Daydream Believer. You're the Monkees.
7A.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Night on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really
in your wildest dreams. I'll see you. You'll see me as though I were real. I'll see you. You'll see me as though you could feel my breath on your neck, the touch of my hand. You'll awake in a room of steam. I'll see.
Was the Reverend Horton Heat, also known as Jim Heath, and his trio. They're from Dallas, Texas, and they describe themselves as country-fed punkabilly. They've gotten a lot of mainstream exposure because their songs have been used in some video games and cartoons and commercials, and that cut was from their album Liquor in the Front from 1994, and it's got a little bit of country in it, a little bit of surf, a little bit of punk, some big band and swing mixed in with some rockabilly. It's an interesting album, and it's one which is worth listening to. Before the Reverend, we heard the Monkees with Daydream Believer, a songworm that has been tough for me to extract since I started putting the show together last week. Michael Nesmith of the Monkees is from Houston, but he moved to Dallas when he was about six, and he not only played with the Monkees, but he also wrote Different Drum with Linda Ronstadt. She performed that, and he had a pretty seminal country rock band called the First National Band. He also was executive producer of the great movie Repo Man. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. And thanks to our supporters, including the Vashon Island Chamber of Commerce. The chamber represents over 250 members, businesses, and organizations on Vashon and supports the community by organizing events such as Halloween, Easter, Christmas, not those holidays themselves, but events around those holidays. And, of course, the Strawberry Festival and Better Businesses Make a Better Island. Find island-based businesses at www.vashonchamber.com. And support for VOV programming is provided by the Lodges on Vashon. Located in downtown Vashon, the Lodges is a short walk to Vashon's amazing restaurants, shops, and galleries on island time. Reservations at lodgesonvashon.com. So we're going to go from the positive love dreams back to the sad dreams. We're going to lead off with a kind of a different sound from Asleep at the Wheel, and you know them because they have our theme song. And this is a little bit different. And here they are with In My Dreams.
In my dreams, I'll always love. Something you already know, and even now the fire keeps burning from that same spark so long ago. In my dreams, you'll always love little more than yesterday. I close my eyes and we're together. Love can always find a way. remember dancing in the dark to a love song that we knew by heart. It's never easy as it seems, 'cause now it's only in my dreams. It's only in my dreams. It's never easy as it seems, 'cause now it's only in my dreams.
Yes, I know you said he was just your friend.
Yeah, that was Jerry Lynn Williams with a great Otis and Zelma Redding song, I Got Dreams to Remember. That's from Jerry Williams' from his Gone album that first came out in 1979 and then was reissued in 2015. Jerry was a great songwriter, and he worked a lot with Eric Clapton. Clapton recorded a few of his songs, and he brought others to Jerry Lynn because he called Jerry the song doctor. And Clapton also called him the best white soul singer ever. So Gone is a great album, and it's too bad Jerry Lynn Williams is gone. Before Jerry, we heard Asleep at the Wheel with In My Dreams, and that was from their album The Wheel Keeps on Rollin'. In the liner notes, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel explains, this album is really intended to showcase a range of their music in addition to the Western swing that they're most famous for. It's really a good album, and I really like their version, speaking of Clapton, they play a version of Clapton's Lay Down Sally, which is pretty good. We are going to head toward the door out of Boogie Back to Texas with two philosophical songs, both with advice and a little positive look toward the future. We're going to start off with Bill Carter and his song, One Dream.
Thank you.
Clay Walker of Vidor, Texas, in Deep East, Texas, near Beaumont, dreaming with my eyes wide open. He got his first radio play in Beaumont, Texas, and it happened in kind of a weird way. After leaving his shift as a nighttime desk clerk in a Super 8 motel, he swung by a local radio station to deliver a tape of songs that he had written, and the morning DJ explained it was really against station policies to play self-submitted tapes, but he played it anyway because he said it was just too good to pass up. Now, it was quite a few more years before Clay hit the big time, but interesting first story. Before Clay Walker, we heard Washington native, Austin resident Bill Carter with One Dream from his Carter, Doster, and Sexton album. Bill's played here on the island quite a few times, and his shows are really a treat, both to see and to hear. We're going to go out the door with just one more lost, lamented love, and a dream of that, and we turn once again to Roy Orbison, this time with All I Can Do Is Dream You.
I've been away from you for so long. Still, every time I think of us, I get blue. but all I can do is dream you.
Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening to Roy Orbison and the show. Sweet dreams.